Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, Reiki Energy Healing Teacher, Medium, and author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love. And joining me today is Jill Mattson, author of Ancient Sounds, Modern Healing, and also Secret Sounds, Ultimate Healing. Jill is a sound healing composer and an expert in the emerging field of vibrational energy. Hello, Jill.
Hello. It's such fun to be here.
And fun to have you also. You know, Jill, music and becoming aware of sound, as well as the energy transference of universal energy during the Reiki healing sessions I do, has been a large part of my emerging awareness of the power of the human spirit to find healing and peace. At a sound bowl hearing workshop, I was able to meditate and merge with the different vibrations, releasing tiredness and any stresses that existed within, and felt so joyful and alive after the experience. Jill, as listeners from Healing From Within are aware, the authors and guests in many different fields of work and study share their own stories and discoveries of self, and the tools and wisdom techniques used to discover who we are, what life is about, and how to create and manifest a better quality of life, living with joy, health, and happiness as we pursue our own heart-based interests and goals. Living in alignment to the universal laws of energy and discarding lower vibrational energies may help us discover new attitudes, life values, and a more purposeful life experience. In today's episode of Healing From Within, we will gain a clearer and greater view of music, vibrational influences for affecting our health and for affecting new thought processes, for clearing old thinking, and for creating states of positive intentions, learning how sound and music changes the brain waves and thinking patterns, how music can release deep emotional pain and perhaps build virtues, how music and sound can change your physical body and spiritual life, and how you can change your voice for health, wealth, relationships, and other good things. Jill, please tell us an early remembrance from childhood and any dreams you had to make music such an important way for you to live and to live well. I find that many times we are already on our path as children and have many incidents that point in the direction to our talents and what we need to develop in this lifetime. So can you tell us that?
As a child, maybe 3 to 5, I loved music. So music was a trigger for me throughout my whole life. I used it and depended upon it. Almost like a crutch. I needed it for healing and cathartic release, and basically it was a state of well-being. And this is long before anybody was into sound healing. So that continued, and then I spent my life working in charity, and I spent 25 years reading antiquity, being a major geek, and also on a spiritual quest, reading mystery school after mystery school. So the Chinese, the Hindus, the Egyptians, the Druids, all, I mean, just so many of them. And my hair would like stand on end whenever I got to anything about sound. And I think that's because I loved it, just a passion. And music makes me.
It makes you so energized and alive and awakened, and maybe it helps you to realize deep within, at a deeper level, who you are and where you came from, and how life is meant to be lived here without fear and to be lived joyfully. Yeah, I did read that you were drawn to the study of antiquity, and throughout history, music has been a force that helps people go to a higher state of consciousness, like meditation, taking us out of the immediate issues of our physical life and into a higher state of being. So tell us something more about your book, Secret Sounds, Ultimate Healing, and how science is now focusing on using sound for healing and creating levels of higher consciousness.
Okay. In Secret Sounds and in Ancient Sounds, I open up the gamut that sound healing is fabulous, as you can attest, with the bowls and tuning forks, but that is a drop in the bucket. Sound can be used in terms of pitches, making sound matrices that advance enlightenment and open your consciousness. It can be used to modify your brain waves, to heal your liver, to make your bones heal faster, to change your thinking, to change your consciousness, etc., etc. And in these books, I talk about how you do that. And in the Ancient Sounds book, I go into using sound by purpose for energy, to go to sleep, to for cathartic release, to change your relationships, to change your thoughts, The Secret Sounds book goes into sounds in your body, how to see what's out of tune, what tones you need, how to look at your subconscious through your sounds, how to modify relationships, even dovetailing them with astrology or color healing. And then in the back of Secret Sounds, I go into ancient master techniques to modulate your voice for healing people with the sounds made out of your voice, not the content. The actual sound.
The vibration. You also mention inventor Shari Edwards. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us something about her?
Yes. Shari Edwards is featured front and center in Secret Sounds. She has extraordinary hearing and can hear little tiny sounds, volumes that you and I can't hear. So she can walk by you and hear if you have diabetes, because it always sounds the same, because the actual problem of diabetes would be a frequency imbalance, and little tones will be going out of your ear, again, proved by science now, and they will be going in, it's your body's way, like a radio signal, of signaling out the frequencies to heal. And what Shari has done is come up with the science of bioacoustics, sounds of life. And she has a free software at nanovoice.org in which you can break your voice into component pitches. And if you get the Secret Sounds book, you'll see that then dovetails into, you know, too much of this note would equate with this type of a health problem or this type of a personality issue. And then you can start to tone prescriptive tones within your body. And she has... she has a whole science of teaching people to heal by simply taking snapshots of the frequencies in your body.
You know, as a Reiki practitioner, master teacher, I work with vibrations. Everything is energy, and everything is vibrating at different frequencies. So, of course, illness is related to emotional content and thought processes, and it's then into our cellular level, and then it radiates through the chakra system or energy chakra to different organs, creating different health. And, you know, a long time ago, one of my teachers, she introduced me to a tuning fork. And I find once in a while the need to take that out, and I use it and put it at the point where I feel a great imbalance in the energy, and it helps on some level. I mean, I'm using downloading energy from a higher source that goes through me to the body, and it's an intelligent energy that knows just where to go in the body and what to correct. But sound works the same way. It's affecting the frequency and the imbalance.
And the Egyptian ankh, that's a cross with a circle on it, is also a symbol, an ancient symbol for a tuning fork. And in fact, it was not a popular amulet in Egyptian life because they saw it as a weighted tuning fork. And what a weighted tuning fork, it's the regular kind of like two-prong looking tuning fork, but then it has a big circle on it so that the sound goes up and right back down. And all of the sound goes into the stem, like a boomerang, which is why it was not popular in Egypt at last. They have a nasty thought at someone that we've come back. Anyway, besides that, these type of tuning forks you can put on your acupressure points. I have them on my website, but they're all over. And they're called weighted tuning forks. And you put them on acupressure points in on your body, and it's pretty much akin to getting acupuncture.
Yeah.
Without the needles.
So people can do this themselves when they learn the
stress
points. I did hospice work, and I was in with a man who played a guitar, an electric guitar, and he's the one who showed me the tuning fork and told me that it was able to help him with his pain. And it was then that I became interested in that. But let me tell you something else. You must be aware of Dr. Omoto, who wrote Messages from Water. He studied human consciousness, which has an effect on water. And he noticed when kind words or gentle music, beautiful music, was played into a vase of water, when he studied the molecular structure, he would see beautiful patterns. And when he put angry and disruptive words and difficult, challenging music. I love all music, so I don't want to call anything bad. But when the music was too harsh and not pleasant, it would cause cancer-like structures in the molecular structure. So we are like that. As human beings, most of our body is made of water. So we are very affected by the environment, the people, the tones, the expressions, the words, the music, the media, and everything that's going on around us. So we need to find time to find different vibrations that will put us or bring us back to balance. Now, what actual role did music play in these advanced societies or mystery schools in antiquity? How did they use it?
In ancient times, sound was used for everything, to rehabilitate a criminal, to grow a crop, to build a pyramid. Sounds used to develop psychic skills. It's used for nutrients. My Deep Wave Beauty CD has collagen and vitamin-like frequencies, and you absorb sound. It also has frequencies in the muscles in your face and neck, slightly toning, tightening them. You can use sound to clear for catharsis. I do that in my flower, healing flower symphonies. And the ancient idea is to grab a hold of the actual vibration of the negative thought or feeling and shake it loose, which I do in a cathartic release. And then you build virtue, which is a precise feeling and pitch. And so my healing flower symphonies, I have the frequencies akin to the flower remedies, which once again, each flower would have a slight blessing, a little bit different than the other because they have a little bit different figure or feeling, which equates to a different virtue. And in ancient times, they would listen over and over and over again, thinking that, like you're a bucket, and if you take 1,000 drops of patience, you're now a patient person. And in the time of the Greeks, they went so far as to stereotype their people. You know, there was the Dorians, the Ionians. These are locations. These are tribes.
Mm-hmm.
So we could think of, like, you know, a Southerner and a New Yorker, a Californian.
Yes,
different,
with,
you know,
different cultures,
and they would,
different interests, different abilities. But, you know, I was in a...
And they would have music for different ones.
Yes, yes, absolutely. When I was involved in such a mystery school, as you're describing, for a couple of years, and it was much like what Plato and Socrates were interested in developing the soul. And we explored, at the meetings, we explored ancient masters and poetry and listened to music and we meditated. And it was during this process that I was able to go deeper and deeper into meditation, developing my healing, Reiki, energy healing, and mediumship, being able to download information from that higher dimension of life and develop peace and a sense of oneness with like-minded people. So I know exactly what you're talking about, and it has not been lost. And it is necessary to be patient. It is necessary to be consistent, and it is necessary to build upon these vibrations and energies and techniques in many different ways. There's no one right way. When we take them and put them all together, we're at our very best in understanding how many healing energies are around us in the universe, sound being one, music, art, written expression, poetry.
They're all numbers expressed as sounds or expressed as light, or expressed as frequencies or fragrances or whatever. And you can look at the mathematics underneath the tones in the math. That's why music was so popular in ancient times, because it was like a window to understand all energy or all vibrations and waves. So like in my two of my CDs, Stardust and Paint Your Soul, I'm tuning to heaven and to earth and ancient techniques. In the one I'm tuning to Earth, ancient man would look at the shapes of nature and, again, reduce it down to the universal language they believed, which was numbers. So you take geometry, reduce it to numbers. So like the Fibonacci sequences of numbers creates the spiral in a galaxy or a beautiful flower. And then they would use those numbers as cycles per second or sounds. So they always listened to the song of Mother Earth. And Earth stopped listening to that 300 years ago in the Renaissance. So I have this whole complex matrix of elevation tones found in nature and other healing patterns, the solfeggio patterns, another healing uplifting matrix of numbers, kind of like a toggle lock. And if you get everything in the different right proper position, the lock opens. And with this idea, if you get these certain frequencies in your aura and being, you kind of like take the elevator up, is the idea. So that's the interesting.
I kind of like that. You kind of take the elevator up. So in other words, what we're trying to do in all aspects of our physical and spiritual life is to bring into our energy, our aura, beauty, kindness, the better higher virtues, love, peace and harmony and balance, to bring us up to a higher state of consciousness and cooperation and getting beyond the lower vibrations. So all the ways that we find to do that make us happier and healthier people. And that goes out like a vibration into the world, into the universe, and it affects every living thing here on the planet and beyond here. Many people have problems with their voices and speech. How can you change your voice for health, wealth, relationships, and other good things? What is an approach you might suggest to someone who's struggling?
There's hundreds of approaches, but let me just make it very, very simple. Your voice quality speaks more than the actual content of your words. For example, I can say hello, hello. And in both cases, the word hello had nothing to do with my message. So I was transmuting energy and just using the skeleton of the meaning of a word as a carrier. So as a real quick thing, because I know we don't have a whole lot of time, if you were to listen to, let's say, very wealthy people, their voices are notably different than those who are not. And if you listen to people that you admire, their virtue, their qualities, then get a little recording of their voice and emulate it and practice it. For if you bring in the same qualities in your voice, you bring in the same energies, which manifests as emotions, health, thought, and also attracts into your life what they have mastered. And how simple is that? In other words, if I speak like this, concerned. Somebody always abuses me. I mean, I'm giving them a, come on.
You're a victim.
Absolutely. Whereas if I speak like this, nobody's going to touch me.
Nobody wants to be near you then.
You're right. And that's a very simple thing. But it's the same as the same change can be had from modulating the Dalai Lama's voice.
Yes. Well, I interviewed Stuart Pierce. He's the author of The Alchemy of Voice. Mm-hmm. He's a voice coach also. And he discussed that the voice reflects the journey of our inner being or soul life. It's carrying karma and past life situations,
absolutely,
which are part of our vibration. And we really need to also correct our thinking and our actions and what we wish to develop in this world. So, you know, we notice certain voices are uplifting or calming, or some create friction or agitation, because the inner workings of a person's emotional state, their fears and limitations, may be noted by the tone and vibration of the voice.
But ancient man would say it different. I'm not saying it's correct. I'm saying this is the wisdom of ancient man. The wisdom of ancient man would say that if that person with that annoying mental problem, hey, talking at me, if they were to change their voice, they will quickly change their emotional qualities because they're linked.
Yes.
And the same it is with their thoughts, because
that is
the
true.
Strongest vibration is the sound. And as above, so as below, the strongest vibration will overcome and overpower the weaker. A brain wave being a much more flexible, ethereal, airy, weak vibration than the sound of your voice. And the same with your emotions. Your voice is going to have the stronger punch.
But let's just say it will take great inner and outer work to make these changes and to make them consistent so that you can use them in all areas of your life to bring in what you would like to have: health, friendship, relationships, success at work. But you know, in my new book, The Living Spirit, I suggest methods to achieve balance and courage and self-confidence in pursuit of our life goals. And some of these techniques are meditation, visualization, of course, music, reading, exercise, walking in nature, utilizing water through drinking, bathing, and observation. These are all ways to lift and develop the spirit. And music, which fills me personally with a sense of beauty and joy, is a very positive stimulus for increased activity and productivity and love and everything else that's valuable in the sense of integrity in the world. Wouldn't you say that's so?
A good idea, yes, is to, like, pick, like, I have music for raising your consciousness, and then loop it, like, and listen to it while you sleep, because you ingest while you sleep. And if you pick a very beautiful, uplifting, spiritual, or whatever, healthy song, and your body will help you, because what you like is good for you. Go for an uplifting feeling about the music you select, and then get large doses of it. We don't understand the power of sound and music.
Yes, after you and I discuss this, many more people out there will understand the power of what we're listening to, our sounds, the people around us, the work we're involved in, the tones that uplift us and the tones that bring us down into a state of despair. Yes, it's all very important that we become aware of what we are listening to and what we sound like also. Now, Jill, you mentioned music of the movements of the stars converted in sounds in this healing music, and you have also added frequencies of, I found this very interesting, carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen, which is found in the stars and in our bodies. What might this lead us to conclude about life and its origins and who we are?
Well, again, ancient man would say that when that there's such a thing called octave resonance, or resonance, which is a scientific fact. And that is at the same frequency or a higher or no note, like a C, C, same note, just an octave higher, the energy transfers. So in this Stardust CD, I channel the music, and then I put in the background the frequencies this planets have in their orbit as they give off a frequency below our hearing range. And by the way, I believe it's Motorola that sells or used to sell $9.99. You can get the frequencies of the day of the moving planets. They come in below our hearing range, but again, this is facts, not theology or something. Anyway, so these frequencies come in and they affect us. So ancient man would tune to them with the beautiful music, exactly what I'm doing in Stardust CD. And the idea of being in a beautiful heavenly space, well, absorbing the energy from the stars helped them, they believed, in like three ways. One was kind of like having a beeper to a higher being. Just as Gaia inhabits Earth, they would believe there was some higher evolved being in Mars and Saturn. And they also talk about brothers from the stars, whatever. So they're linking to the planets to link to more evolved beings.
Well, I think they were also talking about the fact that energy can never be destroyed, so there is eternal life. And I think that's where they were leading us. But I want to thank you, Jill Mattson, for joining me on Healing from Within and for sharing.
Oh, and I have a half hour of free music at jillswingsoflight.com.
Okay, and thank you for sharing your insights into the emerging field of sound healing. So to find out more about Jill's books and her CDs and her Deep Wave Beauty CD, voted the best New Age CD of 2012, go, as Jill just said, to jillswingsoflight.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing from Within, we have discussed how Jill's cutting-edge music, which includes frequencies of flower essence or emotional catharsis and virtual building energy, along with celestial music with tones from ancient Egypt and some celestial bodies, sound-based beauty treatments, binaural beats and meditative music, countering negative astrological energies, and ascended master and angelic channeled energies are all part of the tools and magic that bring healing to us in the form of music and vibrational tones, like art and the visual or sensual ways we explore and enjoy and master and conquer the fears and limitations of a physical world through our inner life force. We create a healthy, vibrant, beautiful, and compassionate way of living with purpose and personal growth. And music is also a gift and a powerful force for healing, for experiencing unconditional love, and learning about the world of eternal energy and our potential to shine as stars in our physical and spiritual journeys. Jill and I would ask you to recognize the importance of music and the sounds that are in your daily life, focusing on those voices and vibrations that bring you peace, comfort, and inspire you to discover your heart-based energies of love and compassion, learning to filter out that no longer serves you, being aware of voices and how tones and words help to develop your best instincts for making good choices for what serves you best and allows you to remain in a loving and peaceful state when surrounded by delightful musical and harmonious tones and vibrations, will draw more of these positive and joyful experiences into your daily life. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing from Within, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to hear the voices and beautiful tones and words expressed by the notable guests who bring their message of progressive and positive change for developing more involved and evolved citizens to help us move forward to a better life for all of us. Also go to webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you.